Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Encourage you to grab a seat there if you can find one. It's lovely to have so many visitors with us this morning as well, and you're especially welcome if you're here as a friend of Ross or Johnny and are here for their baptisms. But it's nice to see everyone today. I'm Andrew. I'm one of the ministers here in the church, and Mark and I are going to be doing the baptisms in a few minutes after we've sung some opening songs. But if you're here regularly, you might like to have a look at the bulletin, because there are lots of things in there this coming week. There's a church breakfast next Sunday morning. Please sign up for that today if you want to come next week. During the week, Keynotes Musical, and then there's a prayer meeting on Tuesday morning, and also the lunch club on Tuesday lunchtime, but lots else in there as well. Now, Joy's going to come and lead us in our opening songs in just a moment, but it is good to be able to gather together today as a church, as God's people, to worship him and to thank him for all that he's done in our lives, and especially for saving us through Jesus Christ. And that's what our opening songs express. But let's begin our service in prayer. So let's pray. Loving God, our Heavenly Father, we praise you for this day, for who you are, for your goodness, for your power, for your love, for your faithfulness and kindness directed towards us. And we thank you again for Jesus and the forgiveness and restored relationship with you that we have because of him. Help us in our worship of you today. May this be a very special day for Ross and Johnny as they get baptized. But for all of us, may we come to know you more through this service. And as a result of being here and through what we hear and through the words of our songs and in our prayers, and as we study the Bible, please be glorified among us in all of these things. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Joy, come and lead us.
Good morning. Let's stand as we sing these songs together. The opening song is one that I think Ross has chosen. Oh, come to the altar. If you've been at 6:30, then you should know this one, but please do join in as you pick it up. During the second song, we'll uplift an offering. If you're not prepared for that, then please just pass the bags on.
Silence at the cross.
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you call us to come to you and that you welcome us. And we thank you for the love and the blessing that we can find in you. We give back to you our gifts and offerings as a token of our thanksgiving for all that you have done for us, and we ask that you would use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Please have a seat.
Well, good morning. Can I re-echo the welcome that Andrew shared this morning, especially to friends and family of Rossa and Johnny. As the youth minister here, it's been a real pleasure, a privilege to watch Ross and Johnny grow in faith over the last few years. They are here, and they're here this morning. What they're about to do is just declare their love for Jesus. That's what baptism is all about. It's about showing their love for Jesus and their desire to follow him. In a moment or two, we're going to be going into the tank with Ross and Johnny, and we will be asking them two questions when they are in the tank. The first question is, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And what they're saying to us all this morning is Jesus is their Lord. That means they want to die to self. They want to live for another. They want to live for Jesus. That Jesus is their king. That means he has got a right to their lives. That means if he says go, they'll go. If he says say this, they'll say this. It means giving their life to Jesus. And so the symbolism that is in baptism, when they are lowered down into the water, it's a symbolism of dying to self, dying to their own way of life. And just as Jesus died, they are associating themselves with Jesus' death, and they will go to under the water. We will submerge them. Actually, baptism literally means immerse, and so we will immerse them in the water, symbolizing their death, and we'll hold them under for a wee bit. No, we won't. We won't hold them under. And they'll say, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. And what they're saying is they've recognized Jesus has saved them. Saved them from what? Saved them from sin and death. Saved them from the rebellion against God. And as they're in the water, as they're immersed in the water, it's symbolic of their sins being washed away. And that is what they're saying. That's what they're proclaiming, is they believe Jesus has washed their sin away. For the sins from yesterday and the sins of tomorrow all dealt with because Jesus himself died for them, for us. And as they are in the water, immersed, sins washed away, we don't keep them down because Jesus didn't stay dead. Jesus rose and conquered sin and death once and for all. And so we will lift them up, and that is symbolic of the new life that is in Jesus Christ, a resurrection Christ. And just as Jesus rose from the grave, Ross and Johnny believe that they have victory through Jesus, and they have life in Jesus, eternal life. And that life is for today, for here and now, life in all its fullness, but also for eternity, that they believe that they will live forever because of what Jesus has done. He is their Lord and their Savior. And the second question we ask is, will you, with the help of God's Holy Spirit, seek to live a life pleasing to him? They recognize that they need God's help, God's Spirit in them, God's Holy Spirit, his presence, to help them live a life pleasing to God. And they want to live for Jesus. So that is what baptism is all about. God is at work here. And I think we should give Ross and Johnny a massive welcome just now, because they're going to share their story. Come on up, Ross and Johnny. Come on. Louder. Come on. Come on. So let's find out about you guys and allow you to share your own experiences and your journey. But first of all, a very important question, which is a regular question when we do interviews in the evening service at the 6:30. So the question is, what would you put in room 101? What would you like to banish from the face of planet Earth? Over to you, Ross.
Mom's driving.
Whoa. How do you feel about this? Oh, you're getting the eyes. You're getting the eyes. No. Explain why. Explain why.
Because my dad's a better driver.
No. Okay. So, but you need to. Because we're going to vote in this, and so you need to give us a reason why this should be banished for us. Because we don't often get in the car with your mum. So. Come on, Ross.
When you're doing lessons, you get told what you would fail your test for, and picking up a few of those things.
Oh, right. Okay, so the example that she's setting,
yeah,
and probably will it make the roads safer for us?
Safer for me, at least.
Safer for you. Okay. Pass the mic on, Johnny. What's your room 101?
In room 101, I would put balloons, or at least balloons that are just past that threshold of are they going to pop or not, like right at the kind of popping point, so that the that anxiety is just too much for me. When it's just about to pop and you're thinking, I'm not a fan of that.
So, wait a minute. So are you talking about when you're inflating balloons?
Yeah, well, if you're inflating the balloon and it's kind of, you're thinking this is about to pop any minute, or if it's already inflated and it's just way too pumped up and you're thinking that is a recipe for disaster.
So it's all balloons going
all,
out?
All balloons that are past that kind of reasonable inflation point. I don't know.
Okay, so balloons that are reasonably inflated are okay.
Yeah, moderately inflated is fine, too inflated is not.
Okay, yeah. This seems reasonable. Okay, but as a congregation, we need to vote and decide. You need to decide. Suzanne's driving, or overinflated balloons. These are the serious conversations we have at Kirkie Baptist. So decide on one, and we'll do a cheer. And you can cheer on either Suzanne's driving or overinflated balloons. Are you ready? Have you decided? Okay, let's have a cheer if you agree that Suzanne's driving should go out. It's funny it was family members there that gave the loudest cheer. Okay, and let's have a cheer for overinflated balloons. Okay, there we go. Johnny, you are the winner, and there will be no more overinflated balloons in the face of the planet. We assure you of that. Okay, back to you, Ross. Tell us a wee bit about how you became a Christian.
I became a Christian on the 2nd of June 2009, which was when Linda McKechnie passed away. My parents had just been, I think it was, they'd just been at the funeral, and they came home and explained to me what had happened and how that Linda believed in God, so she believed that she was going to heaven, and I said that I wanted that too, and we prayed a prayer.
And that was it?
Yeah.
You made that decision on that, and do you remember that really clearly then, that moment?
Yeah.
And what about you, Johnny? Was it similar when you were younger, or?
Yeah, so my mum and dad are both Christians, and so are both my grandparents, so I was lucky in that respect, but my mum and dad both run Scripture Union camps. So when I was a lot younger, I would always kick about at those, and I was the kind of sweet but far too annoying little child running about. And one time when we were on that camp, when I was in like P4 or 5, my mum gave a talk along with my dad at one of the evening things, and it kind of hit home for me really hard that something which I'd just grown up with and kind of accepted as a part of our family life was more than that. It was deeply important, and it meant something to me. So when we got home from that camp, we prayed the prayer, which we probably had done multiple times before, but that was the time that it was the most influential for me. That was when it kind of struck home.
And you felt at that point
that was me.
That was real. You started to own it.
Yeah.
Johnny, tell us, what difference does your faith make in your life?
For the most part, for me, I like sport. Sport's my kind of thing. And in the rugby changing room, or in the
just keep the mic.
In the cricket changing room, I have to avoid that kind of the chat that goes on there. Or if it's, you know, the obvious things like not drinking at the rugby dinner or something like that, just making my actions show my faith in a kind of obvious way so that I stand out enough for people to go, hang on, what are you doing differently? And like, especially with cricket, it's quite a niche sport, so I won't be offended if people don't understand what I would say. But a big part of the game when a batsman comes out to bat is chipping away at them at their, like, at their confidence, kind of saying, oh, that was a bad shot or whatever, just trying to kind of grind them down a wee bit. And that's the kind of thing that you don't do on the pitch, just to kind of be salt and light in an environment where it's over competitive and it's kind of you're trying to make the best of what you can do by dragging in a wee bit.
Okay, brilliant. And what about you, Ross? What difference does your faith make?
I'd say I play rugby as well, so in that respect, with the changing room, the sort of chat that goes on in there, but as well with obviously being in sixth year exams and everything, just being able to trust that regardless of what results I get each year, it will work out the way that God's intended for it to work out, that whether I go to the course that I want to or not will be his plan for me.
So you believe God's got a plan and a purpose for your life?
Yeah.
Okay, and Ross, tell us, why do you want to be baptised?
So back when I was younger, my little brother passed away, and being a little child, you don't really understand what that means, but then getting older, started to sort of sink in, and it just made me quite angry at God as to why would he let this child die before, like, it could really have life. Mm-hmm. And so that hurt for quite a while. Still hurts, but was quite angry at him for that. And then it was back a few years ago, my gran passed away. She was quite weak for quite a long time, and she really could have passed away any number of moments throughout the period she was unwell. And just to see her strength and her faith, of how obviously people who aren't Christian believe that death is the end, there's nothingness after that, but to see her just being so confident that she had no fear, that when she passed away, she'd go to heaven and get to be with God. And that, I'd say that's what was a turning point for me. Mm-hmm. Made me think, this is what I want. And yeah, just seeing how strong she was made me want her faith for myself and to have a relationship with God.
And is it through these experiences that you've then come to a realization of God's hope, the hope that you have in Jesus? And
yeah.
Has that motivated a desire to then follow him in obedience with baptism?
Yeah, definitely. And obviously my gran was, throughout her life, was just such a devoted Christian, and just in the way she was made me want to follow in her footsteps if I could. Mm-hmm. And just try to do the best that I could to live out the life that God wanted me to.
That's great, Ross. What about you, Johnny?
I feel like, because, like I said, I've grown up with being a Christian as part of my life for so long, it's sometimes kind of been taken for granted. And I feel like quite a lot of my faith, or at least faith journey up until this point, has been a faith that I've said from my mouth and not really had in my heart. So I've always been happy to tell my friends, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, and like quote whatever Bible verse came to my head in the instance, but it's been something that's been on the surface and maybe not quite as deep. So the image that you gave of going down and dying to your old life and coming up to a new life, I wanted to die to my old way of kind of just going with the flow of being a Christian, not really letting it impact my life in a deep sense, to coming up to a new kind of much more meaningful sense of what God has in store for me and what I can do to pay him back.
Brilliant, boys. Thank you so much for sharing. I think we'd give them a big cheer as we get ready for baptism.
So we're going to do the baptism just now. If you are a young person or a child and want to come forward to get a better view, it'll come up on the screen, but if you want to come on up to the front now, that's a good time to do it. Children, come on up and you can sit around here, see what we're doing. Great. Anybody else coming up? Come on. You can do that if you want to come and see. Maybe just go back a wee bit here.
Okay, come on in, Johnny. It's lovely and warm in here. Okay, Johnny, I'll get you just to come forward a wee bit there. There we are. And Johnny, the two questions that we were talking about earlier. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
I do. Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
And will you, with the help of God's Holy Spirit, seek to live a life pleasing to Him?
I will.
Well, Johnny, based on your profession of faith and at your request, we baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Just being this close to you, Ross, just say that you're a big lad. Can we top up the water level, please? Stand back. No, here we go. Same questions, Ross. Same questions. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do. Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
And will you, with the help of God's Holy Spirit, seek to live a life pleasing to Him?
I will.
Well, Ross, based on your profession of faith and at your request, we baptize you now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, we're now going to pray for these boys. So Ross and Johnny, why don't you come forward and maybe the other guys on the platform can move back a wee bit. And Andy and Rachel, their house group leaders, are going to share verses for them, and their house group are going to come forward now at this point. Come on forward, boys, and kneel at the front there as these guys surround you. Go a bit further forward so the other guys don't fall back.
Well, Johnny, it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be part of your journey. And for the time that we've been able to spend together in house group and at band, it's really been amazing. And I'm sure we both learned a lot through that, and it's just been, it's amazing to see how you've been grown, especially in the last couple of years. And so I wanted to share these verses from 1 Peter. That's really something just to set in your heart, especially as you're going on to university, just to keep reminding yourself this. From 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time."
And for Ross, I think it's just such a privilege to stand up here with both the boys and just have watched them on their journey through the last 6 years of house group, and to be here at this stage now And actually, the verse I've chosen, Ross, speaks a lot about seeing Jesus in other people and in yourself. And I think everything you've shared today kind of fits into this. So it's 1 John 4, verse 13 to 16. And God has given us his Spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. All who declare that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them, and they live in God. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for who you are, God Almighty, the creator of all things. You are perfect in all your ways, and we thank you for your love, kindness, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. We thank you for the way you have been at work throughout Johnny's life, and we thank you for his faith in you and that he can declare with confidence that Jesus is his Lord and Savior. We celebrate with Johnny as we're reminded that you have given us new birth into a living and a certain hope, an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. And we thank you for the many gifts and talents you've given Johnny and pray that he will continue to use these to bring you honor and glory. And as he moves to university, we ask that you would strengthen him and sustain him as he meets new people and faces new opportunities and challenges. We pray that you will bless his time there and that from this day, his faith and his relationship with you would continue to grow deeper and deeper. We ask you to help Johnny keep his eyes fixed on you, his eyes fixed on the eternal and heavenly things and not on temporary things on this earth. And help us as his friends and church family to continue to support Johnny and encourage him in his walk of faith. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, we pray for Ross as well. We thank you that you sent your Son to die for us so that all our sins could be forgiven and we could have eternal life. We thank you that Ross has made the step to publicly declare his faith in you today in front of all his friends and family. We pray that you would be with him in the coming weeks and months as he makes decisions about his future and moves on from school and on to the next stage of life. And we thank you for him passing his driving test on Friday and just for that new freedom that he's found as well in life. And Lord, I just pray that you would protect him, help him to be salt and light wherever he goes. And I just thank you for all that he's given to the house group over the years and the strong person that he is within his family as well, Lord. Pray these things in your name. Amen.
Yeah, Father, we just thank you for the courage of these boys to step out in faith. And we just pray that as they go out, that you'll just protect them and give them even more courage to just go where you call them to go and just do what you want them to do. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for how lovely it is outside, for what a wonderful thing that's just happened. We just pray for Ross and Johnny that as they go to uni, as they move on through life, that you'll just continue to guide them and fill them with hope and joy, Lord. We pray that they'll just be able to push further out and to share to more people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give them one last cheer. Go on. Thank you, guys. Joy is going to come up and lead us in some more worship. And at this time, the children are invited to go to their Sunday groups, and the young people are going to remain in the service. Thank you. Let's stand as we worship together. Come on, let's stand.
I'd like just to read some verses from Psalm 8. It was a psalm that came to my mind because of the song that Johnny has chosen. The psalmist writes, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor." The song that Johnny has chosen is, "Who am I that the highest king would welcome me?" We're going to sing that and just one other song which also picks up on that theme of God reaching out for us and offering us his free salvation.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Oh, the sun sets free.
Salvation. Who is
Thank you for the truth of these words, that you are our salvation. We thank and praise you for who you are and that you love us. And as we come to listen to your word, would you give us hearts that are open to hear what you want to say to us and ears to listen? And would you speak to us through Andrew? We ask for your anointing on him as he brings your word. In Jesus' name, amen.